This podcast is one in a series titled From the Soil with Solicito, hosted by Lifetime Senior Certified Landscape Professional Jim Solicito of Solicito Landscaping Nursery, Howlett Hill Road, Syracuse. These commentaries focus on landscape management practices that use only natural products and methods safe for the environment and that bring beauty to the landscape. And now, Jim Solicito.
A farmer once told me he figured he had about 60 opportunities in his lifetime to produce a perfect crop, each year learning from his previous practices in pursuit of that goal, building on one experience to improve the next. That concept has traction. Our talents and knowledge can and should continue to be put to good use. Every day, like you, I'm actively writing my life story, and I am sometimes pleasantly surprised by moments like a fish rising or a frog breaking the surface of still water. I am attracted to water. I find it fascinating that Earth's water is pretty much all connected. The only disconnected water is water held in a vessel. And in my line of work, I really enjoy the process of planting along the margins of ponds. Although I have advanced specialized DEC certification to chemically treat undesired aquatic weeds, my preferred method of maintaining pond quality is environmental. First, add the correct vegetation to filter and clean entering surface water. Then, add oxygenating or surface cooling plants for temperature moderation. And finally, introduce the suitable fish species to control or even devour the undesirable water weeds. And of course, plant masses of colorful shrubs and perennials along the margins to enjoy. As a bonus, you can actually deter geese from entering a body of water by blocking their view with landscape plantings. I'm observing that bodies of water, such as ponds, reach warmer temperatures early in the season and hold them longer. This creates the ideal opportunity for water weeds to take over. Depending upon the species of flora that I aim to control, I will select and invite the appropriate fish species to the breakfast buffet. Fathead minnows control mosquito larvae. I will install a windmill and add bottom-feeding channel catfish to keep the bottom muck from overtaking the oxygen needs of healthier plants. Finally, sterile tetraploid carp do a fine job of consuming exotic weeds. After adding the proper ingredients, the only thing left to do is wait and see if they worked as planned. For my own series of ponds, I utilize all three methods. Sometimes an impressionistic Monet moment manifests itself while doing activities outdoors such as these. And if you take a moment to stop and look around, the colors and textures blend and blur until everything is crystal clear again. Those days can become cathartic. And sometimes it seems like the world just does literally stop, especially when having a picnic or making a campfire during the time of changing seasons. You identify the moment, you inhale it, you can almost taste it, and then it vanishes. Look for those Monet moments in your world this year, a freeze frame opportunity like at the end of a great film. Moments that reflect your place in the world, who you want to be, and yield a lasting memory.
From the Soil with Solicito is a production of WRVO Public Media. If you have a question for Jim about your home landscaping, visit solicito.com and click on Contact or call 315-468-1142.